I decided I'd take my hammer and see if I could knock that pig loose. I found out how easy it was to break that tush off, so I just started breaking them all off. You know, every time one hung up, that last of that tush.
I take care of that problem.
Yeah, I took care of that part of the trouble.
Did you? Go ahead.
They didn't need them to eat with no how.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of any hogs around here that grew up wild?
None since I've been grown. Now, when I was a boy and before I was born, they had the wild hog in here, the Razorback, they called him. In the early day, some of them. And then once in a while, a bunch of hogs grew wild later on. But since I've been grown, well, there ain't been no real wild hogs. There's been some that got wild and got away from people. But they wasn't really wild hogs. They were just hogs that got away. Mm-hmm. People couldn't do nothing with them. They wasn't actually wild hogs.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call those things that you pour your feed into that the hog eats out of?
Hog crawl. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a lot of those for your hog?
I used to have them, yeah. I don't fool all of them. Now for 20 years I reckon, before I hardly had a hog on the place.
Mm-hmm.
I quit fooling. I got work and eat the meat and know-how, and I quit fooling.
I see. Well, what you talking about calves, what do you call that noise, you know, that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
What you put on its nose? A wiener. Calf wiener. Some people put a wiener on, some people shut them away from the mammoth. They're a hard thing to wean anyhow. The best way to wean one is set it and be done with, take it over the place. That's the best way to wean a calf.
Uh-huh.
Take them up to what we call the auction block now. Sell it.
Mm-hmm. Do they ever make any kind of noise when you're weaning them?
Oh Lord, they'll bellow their heads off. You put them in a pen, try to wean them. They bellow day and night.
Well, what about that noise that a cow makes when it's hungry or when it wants to be milked? What would you say it would be?
Call it bawling.
Bawling.
Mm-hmm. And you always have a bawling good time for the 3 or 4 days after you sell the calves. They're hunting them.
Uh-huh.
They'll walk from one side of the place to the other looking for the calves. And wherever you load them at, why, that's where they'd always go and stand around and call it bawl more than anywhere else. Beside somebody else's fence, they might break through the fence. But if you built your load and chute in the middle of your place, like, and carried the calves there and pinned them overnight, cows were there with them, then you load them hauling on. Well, the cows would go out and bawl around, they'd always come back to that place and lay down.
Mm-hmm.
It saved you a lot of trouble to have your load and chute in the middle of your place.
I see.
Pasture.
I see. Well, you know, that, what about that noise that a horse makes? What do you say it does?
Nicker.
Nicker. I see. Does it just do that any time, or when it's hungry, or what?
Oh, that sees another mule or horse, they'll nicker at it. Sometimes they see you coming to feed, they'll nicker at you.
Mm-hmm.
They get in, older horses, they get in a place you can't get out of, they want out, they'll come ask nicking for you to come turn them out.
Mm-hmm.
Something of that kind.
I see. Well, what about, you know, if a farmer has a hen on a nest of eggs, what do you call that?
Oh, a setting hen?
Setting hen. I see. Or say if you got a lot of animals, you know, feathered animals like hens and turkeys and geese and guineas and things like that, you'd say you got a whole lot of different
barnyard fowls.
I see.
They belong in the barnyard.
Did most farmers have